At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Natalie is in Bird Rock. Natalie, is that near La Jolla, or is that in La Jolla?
It is, yes.
Oh, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, Natalie.
Bye, Tammy. Good luck.
All right, good luck.
Oh, good sportsmanship here. Need more of that.
Yeah.
Natalie, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Want to let you know also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lionel Messi had a birthday yesterday. He's widely considered to be the best athlete on the planet when it comes to this sport. What is it?
Soccer.
Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Johnny created and starred in this MTV stunt reality show that also spawned several movies. What's the series?
Jackass.
Amanda Bynes is going to start using Ozempic so she looks better in paparazzi pictures. Amanda became a star on the TV show All That that aired on what network?
Nickelodeon.
Barbra Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She said she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films and that she's still not happy about it. In the Meet the Parents series, she played Ben Stiller's mom. What Oscar-winning actor plays his dad?
Oh, I completely forget.
Okay, and finally, Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. He says, quote, I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the blank up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. Brad won an Oscar for what 2019 Quentin Tarantino movie?
Oh, my gosh. I can see the name. Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Okay, all right, let's get Tam back in. So, Natalie, what's happening with you today? What's going on?
Just heading to work. I'm a physical therapist.
All right on, man. That's a tough job.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good for you. Thanks for making people feel better.
That's the idea.
Doesn't feel like it when you're going through the physical therapy, but Natalie did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Natalie.
Thank you.
Tammy, Lionel Messi had a birthday yesterday. He's widely considered to be the best athlete on the planet when it comes to this sport.
Soccer?
Is right. Natalie knew that 1-1. Johnny Knoxville will host the Fear Factor reboot. Johnny created and starred in this MTV stunt reality show that also spawned several movies. What's the series?
Jackass.
No reason to get personal over there. Oh, that's right. 2-2. Natalie knew that. Amanda Bynes is going to start using Ozempic so she looks better in paparazzi pictures. Amanda became a star on the TV show All That that aired on what kids network?
What all that? What was all that on? I don't know if it was Disney Channel or Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon is right. What's not right, I'm afraid, is Amanda Bynes. Is anyone doing welfare checks on that poor woman?
Well, I mean, she does. She checks in on her social media and posts videos. She's just different.
Anyway, it is now 3-3. Natalie knew that. Barbra Streisand would consider returning for Meet the Parents 4 if she's paid a lot of money. She says she wasn't paid the same as her co-stars for the other films, and she's still not happy about it. In the Meet the Parents series, she plays Ben Stiller's mom. What Oscar-winning actor plays his father?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is his father-in-law.
Oh, yes.
Dustin Hoffman played his father.
I had the parents mixed up, yes.
No, they didn't know either. Still tied at 3. And finally, Brad Pitt went to AA after his divorce from Angelina Jolie. He says, quote, I needed rebooting. I needed to wake the blank up in some areas, and it just meant a lot to me. Brad won an Oscar for what 2019 Quentin Tarantino movie?
Inglourious Bastards. No?
He won for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh.
That was 2019. Well, look at that. We finished with a tie. 3.
Was he nominated for that?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I would tend to say he was not.
Yeah.
But definitely nominated and deserving of the Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was great in Inglourious Bastards, yeah, too.
Hotter in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, that's all that counts. And that's obviously why he won the award. We finished with a tie, 3-3. Unfortunately, Natalie, all ties go to Tammy. But you are going to get a great prize.
You are going to join us at Billy Currington and Kitmore, Gallagher Square at Petco Park on July 19th.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Natalie. And thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.